Sports Cleveland, an iHeart Radio station. Rover's Morning Glory is on your smart device. Tell it to play 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio. You can help keep the members of Rover's Morning Glory off the streets just by listening. For just $0 per day, your support keeps them employed at the radio station. And after the things they've done on the air, this is the only job that will keep them.
Punch the corpse in the face.
And then rob him after. Take the wallet.
Take a cell phone.
We're back with Rover's Morning Glory. Thank you.
Brandon just sent a text message, says, yo, something's going on with your Spotify podcasting. It's posting each segment separately.
Whoa.
Well, this is because we are now doing... We're just going to do an experiment for a short time. Maybe till the end of the month. We'll see how this works.
That's this week.
Okay, maybe 2 weeks. I don't know. We've determined that these other shows on iHeart are juicing their numbers by doing exactly this. They're posting separate segments instead of the full show. That's why they are... inflating their download numbers on the podcast. So, you know what? We could play that game too. Officer Lee, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Officer Lee.
Hello, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Hey, what's happening?
Well, I'd like to debunk your lethal hands people that like to call in.
Wait, so there's I don't have to register my hands as a deadly weapon?
Not at all.
Okay, good.
So if you're some punk who wants to commit a crime and say, I know Kung Fu, I'm just like Bruce Lee, and you wind up in jail, we mark it on your rap sheet that you are a self-proclaimed martial arts expert. Just for officer safety purposes, there's no justification to it, no validity. But the only way you're getting marked as that is you have to be a criminal. And you have to be the tough guy on the playground and say that you are.
You know, I just, speaking of cops, tell me if I think, I'm going to give you a scenario quickly. And I was driving with my wife not too long ago, and we were on the freeway, and a car blew by me. I mean, going super fast. This car was going at least 100 miles per hour. And I go, man, that guy's going fast. And I kid you not, it was the greatest day of my life. I was so happy. 2 minutes later, I see, not even 2 minutes, like 30 seconds later, I see a highway patrol guy pull out and start, you know, he was in the median and pull out and he starts driving. And I go, that guy's going to get pulled over. This is going to be so great. And then about 2 minutes go by, and they're up ahead of me. I can't see exactly what's going on, but I know no one's been pulled over. 2 minutes go by, my wife goes, I don't think they're pulling that guy over. I go, there's no way that guy, I mean, what luck he would have to blow by where that highway patrol guy is right before the highway patrol guy pulls out. I mean, that would just be that guy's great luck going over 100 miles per hour. I go, I think he's going to get pulled over. Sure enough, about another minute goes by. And I see lights up ahead turn on. And when we go by, eventually, I see it is indeed that car that was going 100 miles per hour pulled over. And I said, I think that what they were doing is just following that car for a few minutes. What do? They radio in the license plate and make sure that the guy isn't some wanted murderer or something where you need a bunch of backup. Is that what happened, Officer Lee?
Well, so basically... it comes down to a lot of factors. One, how much traffic there is, how recklessly that person's driving. If there's too much traffic, we're not authorized to go that same level of speed or higher to catch up to them if we're going to endanger the people around us in an attempt to catch them.
Yeah.
So that could be a factor. You get more pursuits than you ever hear about somebody going that fast. And if there's too many liabilities for us to keep pace or catch them, then we have to terminate it.
But they did pull the guy over. I mean, they did.
I would imagine that they lost the first guy and then got that person for whatever violation, and they terminated trying to catch the other guy, and they went with the easy catch.
So you're telling me I should just floor it if I'm getting chased by the cops.
Oh.
Well, again, it's not a, it's circumstantial.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
All right. I'm gonna.
If
I get pulled over, I'm gonna present not only my hands being registered as a deadly weapon card, but I'm also gonna tell them Officer Lee told me to just floor it if I'm being chased. Yeah. That was legal advice that I got.
Well, I mean, if it's the middle of the night, 3 a.m., you're on the highway, nobody's out there, they're gonna get you.
All right, Officer Lee. Thank you. I gotta go to another call here quickly. Thank you. let's see here. We will get to the shizzy in just a moment. Now, who's on the line here, Dom? What's going on? Who do I have here?
This is the woman Jeffrey was with over the weekend.
Oh,
she wants to get her side of the story out there.
The email came up.
Yeah. All right. Jill, good morning. How are you? Hello. Jill, are you there? Hello.
Yes, I am. I'm technologically challenged. Hello.
Okay. Yes, there you are. Yes. Go ahead.
I want to clarify something. I heard everything you said. Jeffrey was not with a woman this weekend. Jeffrey came out to visit an old friend of his that I haven't seen since before the pandemic because, you know, he wanted to come out in January and visit last year. And then he's busy with his two jobs, his wife, his kids, whom I've talked to his wife on the phone.
Jill, let me interrupt you. Hold on. First of all, you are a woman. He was with you. And B, he's not that busy with his wife and kids. He has plenty of time to go around and be catfished by multiple people with fake text messages and all of that.
Okay, well, let me give you a little backstory.
Yeah.
Approximately, he was doing it when he was doing appearances for you guys for the station. And I used to listen to the radio in the morning, but I'm retired, so I don't listen to the radio much anymore. I haven't since 2015. Mm-hmm. And I was going through a really hard time in my life. I was in a horrifying relationship. Anyway, and he was a sociopath, and I was heartbroken and devastated, and I lost my family. I lost a good guy I thought was going to be my knight in shining armor. And I wasn't going out, and I was home pouting. And I said, well, I'm bored. I'm going to do the internet thing, sit home with one of those people that don't have a life and just sit on the internet all day and tweet and this and that and this and that. And on Twitter, I started following Rover, and then I got a kick out of Jeffrey and chocolate, you know, and whatever. I just got a kick out of listening to you guys in the morning.
Yeah.
So it was after an appearance. He was getting ready to go, and I walked up to my local corner bar. I was living in Cleveland at the time. Getting ready to move back to Medina County. And I had a beer or two with him, and we talked, and I started crying because I couldn't help it. You know, I was going through a rough time.
Uh-huh.
And we became friends, and Facebook friends, and this and that. Uh-huh. And I moved back out to Medina County in the end of 2017.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I want to come out and see your new place because I was renting a house. He came out one time, and he visited. Jeffrey comes to my house. I see him once every 6 months. I don't know. He brings two beers with him because I like to drink beer.
Ice House. We know your brand.
I go on and on, and I won't stop ranting because I'm serious about this. The first time it happened, all those people that saw Jeffrey come visit me in 2018 were living in the, quote, meth motel, and they were all 24-hour-a-day drunks on meth, and God knows what else they were pumping into their systems. So I laughed that off. And I was in the middle of moving when you guys called me and wanted me to talk on air. But I was in the middle of moving. And I wanted to get it done because I couldn't tolerate those human
what
beings.
What was 2018? Was that when the major story about Jeffrey coming to visit you came out?
Yeah,
or is that a different one?
And I laughed about it. I thought it was funny because, first of all, out of the 14 units there, I think they all had one pair of teeth and they shared them on occasion. But for the most part, they never wore them.
Okay, now hold on a second. So you're calling the point of your, this is very long-winded, the point of your call today is to dispute. The story that you are a toothless prostitute who gave Jeffrey a $10 BJ.
A prostitute too. Listen, I didn't have enough time to read through all of the nonstop. You think I'm an incessant rambler? Nonstop, incessant rambling of ignorant hillbillies. I didn't read all the comments.
Okay,
when you guys called me. I was actually reading them.
Okay. All right. All right. Now, hold on.
I'm celibate.
Now,
I've been celibate for 5.5 years, and I'm starting to kind of miss sex, but you know what? That's just part of life, and it's by choice. I don't believe in cheating. I don't believe in screwing marriage.
Now, hold on a second. Now, if what you're saying is true, and I don't know, I wasn't there. All I can do is, hold on a second. All I can do is report what has been told to me. Now, Jeffrey himself is the one who reported paying $10 and that you took out your teeth and you left them on the counter.
Well, you know what? Jeffrey's got a vivid imagination, and that was all crap.
He made that up. Why do you have cheating on his wife? What does he get out of that?
You know what? That's the first time I've ever even heard that.
Do your teeth come out?
Did you not hear what I just said?
Well, I'm just wondering,
probably not, because I talk and ramble too much. Where I live, it's called Brunstucky, affectionately. Uh-huh. They're all proud to be hillbillies and rednecks without teeth.
Do you wear dentures?
And if they did come out, I wouldn't want anybody to see me with them out. Because your whole mouth caves in.
Did you service?
Did you?
No, I didn't service.
Okay, hold on. Do you wear dentures?
That's for me to know, for you to find out.
That means yes.
Okay. For $10, you can find out.
Douchey, you're funny. Oh, I mean, douchey. It's not douchey. It's douchey. I'm sorry. I would say it wrong.
So I'll take that as a yes. All right. So that's a pretty big coincidence that Jeffrey tells us you took out your dentures, left them on the counter, and that then you serviced them for $10.
This is the first time I've ever heard of this.
Jeffrey's version of events was he came down, he brought some Ice House, then you guys went from pharmacy to pharmacy to pharmacy.
What?
This is from Jeffrey's. This is Jeffrey's words. You guys went to pharmacy to pharmacy to try to fill a prescription. You need a prescription filled. And then afterwards, to repay, you took your dentures out and gave him an old gum job.
Oh, my God. Now, listen. I'm saying this with the most affection in my heart.
Okay.
We all know that Jeffrey's a little off, okay? And that it's part of his adorableness.
Yeah, but why would someone implicate themselves in that?
I don't know. Maybe was this when I lived in Cleveland? Let me ask you that. Was that 2 years ago or 4 years ago?
No, it was far away. It was Jeffrey said it wasn't in the trailer park, but it was a different place, but it was it was south of Cleveland.
South of Cleveland. It was Brunstucky. I've been in Brunstucky.
Okay.
All right. Yes.
You know what I'm talking about.
Now, I just...
I really don't.
Why would Jeffrey lie about that? He gets nothing out of it.
Brunswick, Ohio. You guys don't know that they call Brunswick, Ohio, Brunstucky?
Yeah, but that doesn't matter.
But that's where you choose to live, and you said everybody there's toothless and hillbillies, and
Jill, we're getting sidetracked. Why would Jeffrey say that happened?
I don't know. I don't know. I really don't.
I mean, I get why Bill Clinton lied and said, I did not have sex with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.
Oh, my God.
I get why you lie for that. But your claim is that Jeffrey lied in order to implicate himself paying $10 for a toothless BJ.
Did you guys ever stop to think that if you said something like that, he might have been joking and y'all fell for it?
No!
There's no joking about this.
All right. Well,
he admitted it yesterday again, too.
Now,
oh my God.
You.
Don't you think
it's highly coincidental that you have dentures and that he made this wild claim about getting a toothless BJ?
Maybe he's got a fantasy about getting a granny gummer. I don't know. I wouldn't know because I stopped having sex almost 6 years ago with anyone, men, women, small farm animal. I refuse to have sex, and that's by choice, and I want nothing to do with a man on an intimate basis.
There wasn't sex. It was a service.
Did you have a... Let me ask you this.
I've never had any. I have not had sexual relations with that man. No, and okay. I don't stop.
Hold
and I won't
on.
Stop.
She had meth
Jill,
right now.
Yeah. I'm trying to drive
Jill,
home the pool, baby.
Have you had a drug problem in the past.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? I tripped for the most major part of my adult life. I love hallucinogens. I used to have a cocaine problem. Yeah, I take my prescription medication.
What was the prescription that, so Jeffrey told us, and are you telling me he made that up, or was he driving you from pharmacy to pharmacy? Were you pharmacy shopping at one point?
No, I don't pharmacy shop, and I kind of am a little taken aback by that accusation. I've been on the same medication for almost 12 years, because if I don't take it, I'll have seizures while I'm wide awake. I have a condition called serotonin syndrome that was diagnosed, oh, I don't know, 11 or 12 years ago.
So what drugs have you been, what drugs have you had a problem with in the past?
Really? Well, why are you getting so into my personal life? You want to know if I'm a junkie prostitute? Why don't you just come out and ask me?
That's kind of it.
That would be a no, honey.
Well, what I'm asking is it possible that you were...
You have a pet card, though.
Is it possible?
Because I'm in a lot of pain. My whole spine is messed up. I got disc degeneration, intervertebral.
When's the last time you used?
Why are you so concerned? The bowling.
By the way, it was today, Dieter.
This morning?
Jill,
no,
so,
it wasn't today.
Jill,
wait, why are you putting words in my mouth?
Jill, hold on.
No,
so is it possible that you had, during this drug problem, that you were doing things that you don't...
years ago, dude. Are you even... Why do you want me to not talk? Because you're not even hearing what I'm saying. 20-some years ago. I currently have a medical marijuana card, so I can smoke whatever I want because my spine, knees, hip, and tailbone are messed up from working in construction my entire life. I should be used to putting up with men that speak with me like this because I fired guys like you for 20 years. So go ahead.
So,
were you a foreman?
I ran.
No, she did foreman for $40.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, yeah, because I want every orifice filled. Make it 5 men. Wait, I have 2 ear holes, 2 nose holes.
That's vulgar.
What a potty mouth.
That's the most vulgar thing I've ever heard.
Potty mouth. You know how hard it was for me not to swear that whole rambling?
You swore how many times? You think you didn't swear?
You just said skull F. Okay, so hold on. Jill, it's hard for us to believe. Now, I don't know, I wasn't there. I can only go by what Jeffrey himself said, which was that he paid $10 to get this toothless BJ from you.
I don't know why or who
would make up a story like that because it doesn't serve yourself well. Who's in the background there?
I might not understand.
Wait, who's in the background there?
My television. I'm watching Good Morning America and my 3 cats. Would you like want to put me on Skype?
I swear someone in the background said a-hole. So I don't know who.
It's one of the customers.
Come on. Just the TV? No one else is there?
Here, I'll put the... I'll get right next to it.
...potentially invading another single parent. This means that you have to first...
Did you hear the guy talking?
Did you hear a-hole in the background? I mean, I don't think they're saying that on Good Morning America, but okay.
Why do you want to know about my life history and who's at my house? I thought this was about Jeffrey.
He was at your house. That's
yes,
why.
Because we came again, and no pun intended, he admitted to this happening in 2018 or whenever it was, and then he's back at your house, and so we find it suspicious that nothing happened.
Jeffrey Jones is for a granny gummer every 4 years? Is that what you find?
Yes. Suspicious? Yeah. Yes. Oh, not every 4 years, maybe? All the time, nonstop. Yes.
I'm going to play because you guys like to play, obviously. Yes, Jeffrey has a closet. Obsession with granny gummers. I'm sorry, I'm coming clean. Oh, Jesus. Get over it, people. I didn't
granny gummer. He does have an obsession with old... Gummer. How old are you, Jill?
I'm 53 years old.
You're perfect for his... This is exact
time. He loves older women.
Listen, a little bit older, I would have been cougar, but, you know, 2 or 3 years isn't that much of a difference, so... Listen, I want nothing to do with any part of a man's body, or female for that matter, because I did jump the fence for a year. Women are just as needy as men, so I don't want anything to do with either of them.
Are you
this
okay?
Is the perfect Jeffrey woman.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they just probably talk over each other the whole time.
Okay. They don't hear what each other, right?
No.
They just ramble.
Both talk.
Man, really? What about airplanes? No, what about the time I was with another woman?
We try to out-talk each other, and I think that's why I enjoy Jeffrey's company. He's a nice human being. He's a decent human being. Listen, his wife calls him 2 or 3 times whenever we visit. He grabs her ice cream.
Ask where he is.
Gives her a pizza, and I've talked to her.
Oh, really?
Well, who's lying?
He hands the phone to his wife, and you talk to his wife?
Yeah, because I'm doing her, too. What's wrong with you people?
Well, who's lying here, and who's telling the truth?
Honey, I am not lying. Why don't you hire somebody to come down to the station?
Did he fill one of your cavities?
Charlie, the tooth will set you free.
Charlie, you know what, Charlie? I watched that video, and if I was douchey, I would have put that joint up your ass, and that way you could really say that you got a stick up your ass, because you would literally have a stick up your ass instead of dumping your dope in the toilet.
Uh-huh. Okay, well...
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up, because...
Well, that's her right there. That.
Jill, this looks, I guess this is Jill in the photo. I don't know. I can right only there. See the back of her. And it looks like Jeffrey shot all over her.
What was on his pants, by the way?
His pants? What about her shirt?
Oh, yeah.
I went in the bathroom and it was a something what's about that, Mary moment. I'm like, oh, is that hair gel? Oh, come on, people. No.
Huh? Did you smoke weed?
Yeah, because I have a medical marijuana card because my
out
body
on the patio of that bar.
I have, yes, I did.
Okay. Did Jeffrey partake?
Jeffrey never smokes pot in front of me, and he doesn't smoke pot.
Oh, okay. We have video of him smoking weed. I've seen him smoke weed.
And if he does smoke pot, then he doesn't do it around me. How's that? Is that better for you?
Okay. Well, I'll believe that you haven't seen it, but it certainly happens. All right. Okay, well, Jill
Gervaitis.
I was hitting my vape before we went up there, and I'm like, want some? And he's like, yo, you know I don't smoke that. So you know what? Whatever he keeps to himself, he keeps to himself. I'm not his wife, nor am I his confidant or his companion or his mistress or his rare cougar.
I think we did get to the root of this story.
Did we?
And I guess.
the canal.
Well, did you guys notice the age group of the...
God, no, I don't look at their demographics. Children. I haven't even seen anything posted online.
They're children. I was just going through the comments when the phone rang, and I only answered it because, there was no ID on it. Because I just had a feeling. And I'm glad you guys called.
She's a JILF, so.
I was livid about it at first. I was absolutely livid, but I will vehemently deny. I did not have sex. I did not have oral intercourse with that man.
All right, your
phone's
ringing.
But why did he said that you did? That's really weird that he said that. Why would he say that?
You know what? Maybe it goes all the way back to when you guys found him on Plenty of Friday.
Did you talk to him yesterday at all?
No, I haven't talked to him since Friday, since we left the bar, and everybody there was so enamored.
Well, that's weird, because he said he actually sent you a message yesterday.
Oh.
He told us he did.
I got a message or two from him, but I don't just drop and call.
So you did. You did contact him.
So did you talk to him?
No, he left me a message and said he was going to call.
She's brushing that aside.
Oh my God! This
okay. All right, Jill. It's been a pleasure, and
no, the pleasure was all yours. We all know that for sure. But this is
what okay.
If you guys want to grow up a little bit and have an adult conversation, feel free to call anytime. I'm a nonstop gab machine. I got ADHD, and it never stops. It's a gift and a curse.
All right. All right, Jill. Thank you. I appreciate it. Bye bye. Okay.
Wow.
That's Jill, the alleged $10 toothless prostitute.
The cat lady. This is the same person.
Yeah, the crazy cat lady that moved in with Jeffrey. He really has.
He's got a type.
Yep. Yeah, he does. Wow, that's something else, isn't it? I mean, what are the odds that Jeffrey would tell us that she took out her teeth and gave him a BJ for $10 and then. What are the odds that woman would actually have dentures?
Right.
I mean, what a coincidence that you would make up that story and that part would be true. Interesting. Now, anyone who's interested in the backstory on that, you can find out where did this story actually come out for the first time? Was it on the Friday
Leftovers? It might have started in that day. I don't have the date, though, but it was the longest Leftovers we ever did, I think. Up until that time, because we kept going on and on and on. Because Jeffrey it took a while, but he finally revealed that it was true.
Were we at home?
Said it yesterday.
No, he was sitting on the couch right there.
Yeah.
He denied it for 2 hours, and finally he just cracked, and he's like, yes, she did it.
Yeah, and then he said it yesterday, too.
You can go back and watch that, and you will, I think, discover that no one's going to admit to that.
No, what does he benefit? What benefits him
by
saying that?
No. So... I personally, I wasn't there. I believe the story. I don't know for sure. She has a right to state what she believes. And you have a right to believe what you want to believe. We'll be right back. Hang on.